That'll get you going. Welcome to my house, Rosie on the house, where we're always throwing some kind of little party, one type or another. We're talking air conditioners, having a mini split party here this morning with Andrew Dobbins here in the studio, joining us from Intelligent Design Air Conditioning in Tucson and the East Valley here in Phoenix. You've been Rosie certified now. I'm thinking
about 2 years now,
a little longer,
a little over,
yeah, a little longer than that. So, let's get to Justin, who's got a question here on mini splits. Good morning, Justin.
Hi. I've lived overseas for many years, and so I've seen mini split units used.
Yeah.
And I live in a rental where the air conditioning is really bad, and I'm wondering. First of all, how much it costs to install over here. And then when I've seen the units overseas, they're typically just, you know, there's one hole in the wall where the hoses go through and connect to the condenser unit outside. And I'm wondering, you know, if that's something that I were to do, how easily that could be repaired.
Interesting.
Like if I were to take it out when I leave the house.
Interesting story. Rent a house. You got an air conditioner not working. Can you pick a unit up and take it with you when you leave?
Well, you could, but the majority of the cost is not in the material. It's actually in the installation of and everything. So I wouldn't recommend doing that. I mean, if you're trying to get one room done so that you can sleep at night, go down to Home Depot, buy one of those portable units on wheels and hose it right out the window, and you can take that with you. You'll spend $400 or $500, and they're not the most efficient, they're not the most quiet, but it's a temporary solution while you're renting.
There you go. That's one definite possibility. And let's get to Rusty, calling from Buckeye. He's got a question on what looks like a new build. If you're starting from scratch and you have any choice of any product, which way do you go? Good morning, Rusty.
Good morning. Yeah, what's what we're looking at? I'm looking at building my own custom home, 2,000 to 3,000 square feet. And we're considering geothermal and split air conditioners, mini splits. And then a friend of mine actually just said to me, well, what about if we just import a unit from Dubai? Because apparently they've got units out there that are like SEER 50 and SEER 60 units.
Okay.
And apparently they're ammonia-based, so that's the only difference there.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
And I'll tell you something else is technology you could import from the Middle East. They actually have entire subdivisions in Israel and Egypt that air condition and heat a house with as much power as a 40-watt light bulb. It's a low-flow pump that you turn on. There's tubing throughout your floors, your walls, and your ceilings, and they all recirculate into two giant geothermal sink holes, and it keeps the house in the middle of the desert at 75 degrees year-round. They're actually building one in Gold Canyon right now, and the guy can't get a mortgage to put on it because they won't. They say you're going to have to put central heating and cooling on for us to give you a mortgage. So he may have to put a $20,000 air conditioning system on this house that he may never need.
That's incredible.
But geothermal in general, I've been to the International Builders Show in Las Vegas, and I've talked to every geothermal manufacturer that I could see. And I said, tell me, geothermal in Arizona? And they all just shook their head no.
Yeah, you have to dig down so far. One, you've got caliche, so you got to dig through that. Then how far you have to dig to get a cool temperature to dissipate the heat. So it's just not cost effective in this market. If you were in the Midwest and you dig down 6 feet and you lay all the pipe, it's a piece of cake. But not here, unless you're piping it into a well or you're exchanging the water from your pool and throwing the heat into your pool or something like that. You'd have to have a pretty deep pool. So
I do know a contractor doing it up in Chino and Yavapai County, and he's getting okay success. But again, it's an expensive proposition.
Yeah. So ductless, it would be extremely efficient. You have independent zone control, so each room gets its own temperature if you just want to cool the bedroom at night. And then if you have the whole house set at the exact same temperature, the refrigerant will be shifted based on where the sun is hitting. So even though you have them all set the same, you'll never operate the entire system all at once because the sun does not hit the home evenly all at once.
The mini splits have a capacity to take the temperature in each separate room. Talk back to the central brain And that brain then tells that unit and that room what to do or not to do.
That's right.
As opposed to the traditional central heating and cooling system, you have a thermostat located somewhere in the middle of the house,
mm-hmm.
and we're asking it to satisfy the temperatures on the south and the west-facing bedrooms with the glass, as we are the northeast corner of the house, which is the master bedroom with the glass. And
right.
That's the challenge.
And then you have a 50 SEER from Dubai. So it is a machine. Every machine will eventually break, and you're going to have a hard time finding parts and getting someone to know how to fix it. So I would heavily recommend against something that does not have local support for repairs.
And it's my understanding the Mesa School District converted all of their air conditioning and cooling systems throughout the district to natural gas air conditioners. And those are units that are about the size of a Volkswagen bus, but they can operate from 2-ton to 30-ton, all in one unit, just based on demand. And it's my understanding the energy and efficiency savings they're seeing on those units are unbelievable.
Neat.
So natural gas air conditioning. Now, you tell me how a flame cools a school, and then we'll.
Okay.
Figure that out.
I have a couple emails.
On mini splits?
Specifically on mini splits, probably folks.
And then I want to get to the second downside to them. We talked one, filtration. You must have supplemental filtration to protect your indoor air quality.
Which so I think probably
mini splits won't give you that.
Answers this one. It's a gentleman by the name of Joe, and he would like to cool his garage that he uses for a wood shop. He does wood turning and makes bowls. Is that going to be a significant problem for a mini split?
It's going to be a challenge. So when you do your woodworking, anytime you're done for the day, I would then wash your filter out immediately that day, because that sawdust will get into that filter and fill it up pretty quick. So it is a perfect application as long as you're diligent on post-work cleaning.
Okay.
So this one is a mini split for a garage, but it's a four-car garage. Is that too big? Or do you need too many splits?
No, I have mini splits that go all the way up to 4 tons of cooling capacity. So I can cool off an entire house, let alone a garage. So not a problem.
Yeah, 4-car, no sweat, no problem.
Very good.
Second downside to mini splits is they have a very distinct trail of airflow.
You're
going to be in the breeze or out of the breeze?
That actually depends on which one you get, Rosie.
Okay.
Yes, a lot of them just have a straight shot of air, but there are others that oscillate left and right and up and down while operating. So it kind of shimmies like a fan that would sit on your desk and kind of go back and forth, except this goes, has one left, right, one up, down, so it will disperse the air. But if you get one of the lower end products, yeah, you're going to have a straight shot. And if you're standing in the breeze, you may get a little chill.
Yeah, it is the unit we have stalled in our studio. Mike, you know, sits right underneath it, and I mean, he has to turn it off because it's blowing directly right on him, and it makes him extremely uncomfortable, even though he's sacrificing the life of all the equipment I've invested in.
I was going to say it's because you keep your studio 65 degrees, Rosie.
Just this one.
I remembered my sweater this time, so.
Helps keep you awake.
It's for the equipment. It's for the equipment. Now, mini splits, because they are so efficient, and I was comparing them to an evap cooler. I mean, I kept an evap cooler. I raised dogs. I raised German Shorthair dogs,
mm-hmm.
and they live in my garage in the summer. They have access to the garage in a closed-in kennel area. And I evap cooled that forever for them. And then I would put a mild heater in there in the coldest of winter.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that was costing me about $100 a month in the middle of the summer because the evap cooler never turned off. It was running 24 hours a day, and it was on high.
Yep.
You know, I'm air conditioning my garage for, as best I can tell, about $25 or $26 a month, a day.
I give you a story of a gentleman I installed just this last year, and he had a package unit on the roof, and his ductwork had a bunch of leaks in it, and it was in an attic, so you had all the heat gain from the hot attic, and we determined that mini splits were the way to go for his whole house. His summer bills were about $600, and we took out the main package unit, which was not super old, but then we isolated, and we didn't have the ductwork. No need for that anymore. And it was a six-zone ductless system. Got every room in the house. And we dropped his bills to $150 for the whole house.
From 600. From 600 bucks a month to 150 bucks a month.
Yeah.
Hard to beat. Let's go to Pete in Gold Canyon. Let's get to as many of these calls as they keep coming in. Pete calling from Gold Canyon. Let me introduce you to Andrew Dobbins of Intelligent Design Air Conditioning.
Howdy.
Well, hello. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I have a question. I bought a house in Gold Canyon. It's about 4,000 square feet. It had two air conditioners, and they were both on one side of the house. Unfortunately, the master bedroom and bathroom is on the other side of the house. And in the summertime, it never gets below about 88 or 90 in the master bedroom and bath.
That's terrible.
Well, I've replaced both the air conditioning units, and I have had several air conditioning guys out that say, oh, well, you know, they've tried to change the duct work, and they've done this and done that, and nothing's really helped. And I had a young guy out yesterday, and he said, well, the only thing we can do is put one in on the roof over the master bedroom and make it a heat pump. Unfortunately, my HOA doesn't allow anything on the roof.
Okay.
Yeah, that would not have been my first recommendation.
Yeah, mine either.
I love this question because there's so many homes in Arizona. In fact, 70% of the homes that I go into, someone has a complaint about airflow and hot and cold pockets in the house. It's something I fix every single day, and it's not as complicated as a lot of people think. It could be a low cost solution. But whenever I come into a situation, I run a couple tests. I will run something called a blower door, depressurize the house, and test for leaks. That will give me the whole house air loss, but more importantly, it'll tell me if the ductwork leaks. So if I am trying to tell the air where to go, and I'm using registers to do it, I'm creating pressure inside the ductwork. If the ductwork leaks, rather than the air going where you want it, you blow it into the attic, which is no fun. So we need to have sealed ducting system. We need to have registers that I can balance and a variable speed blower. Those three things typically will solve it. If you have an extreme case like yours, unit on one side of the house, air going through 165 degree attic all the way to the master, it may need a mini split. But I'll come take a look. I'll do a free assessment for you, and we can find the best solution.
And Gold Canyon, that's right in your turf. So how would Peter get a hold of you?
520-333-2665.
It's a Tucson number, but you do have a Chandler. Chandler or Gilbert?
It's in Gilbert, yeah.
A Gilbert office, yeah. All right. There you go, Pete. Andrew will get out there and take a look at it and get that bedroom.
I can fix it.
Well below 88
Absolutely.
Degrees. Right. More when we get back.